And we started going into the deeper meaning of this particular mantra. And I know a lot of parents are already worried that I'm going to convert their children into monks and ascetics, and they will all be now left with children, what is this uncle doing? No desire, nothing, and now suddenly all my children will be leaving studies and now become ascetics. And don't worry about that. In fact, I really wish I had the training by Satya Sai Baba when I was a kid. I wish I was close to Satya Sai Baba and I was educated like you all in Sai spiritual education. I wish. And that was only thing that I regret in my life, that I was not educated close to Baba in his physical presence. Or now, but I am getting educated in his cosmic presence. But it's a little bit too late, I feel, in my life. So you are all very lucky because you are getting exposed to this knowledge, what's called the spiritual knowledge. Now, Prabhuncha Dhanvanaha Tvam Ubhayoh Atri Yoh Jam Yah Chate Haste Ishavaha Parata Bhagavaha Vapa. That is the word by word split of what you are chanting. Bhagava means O Bhagavan. It starts with that. Bhagavaha, O Bhagavan. Pramuncha. Pramuncha means untie, unfurl. Untie the string, yoh jam, that string. Pramuncha yoh jam, that string. Ubhayoh atri, tied at both ends. Tvam dhanvanaha tvam means you are bound. O Bhagavan, untie the string on both ends of your bow. Yaschate haste ishavaha, those arrows that are in your hand, those arrows that are in your hand, paravapa, set them aside. That is the meaning of the mantra. Now, we said the bow is the
mind.
The string is the
desire.
Yeah. And then the arrow is the
heart.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah. Totally connected. Now, when we are talking about, as last time I spoke to you about, if the string doesn't have the tension, then what happens? You can't launch the arrow. Yes. Now, that means if your mind is not under tension by a desire. Yeah? The mind is under tension because of a desire. You understand? Sometimes too much tension. If the tension is not there, the bow cannot be used. But also if there is too much tension, then what happens? The bow will break, isn't it? Yes? The bow will break if you put too much tension. Supposing you are a violinist. Where is the guy? Cello guy, yeah. Yeah, violinist, yeah. So when you tune the violin, you have to have the string of the violin exactly at the right tension, isn't it? If it is not under the right tension, then what happens?
There's no good scale.
Yeah, exactly. The violin sounds horrible. You can't even play the violin. But what happens if you tighten it too much? The string will break. Yeah, exactly. You got the message? What's the message?
Make your mind tense, that your mind breaks. Not breaks in literal meaning, but like your desires just overtake you.
Desires overtake you. Yeah, now you see he's getting the point. Desires overtake you is one part of it. That means too much tension. Then what happens? You will break. Your mind will break. And then you will also break people around you. Because you are running around with so much tension, they get tensed up seeing your tension, isn't it? Yeah? That, did you observe that? Yeah? Yeah. Supposing if your dad at home is too tensed up because of something at work, then what happens? The whole atmosphere at the home changes, isn't it? Because of one person's tension is now transmitted to everybody. Now, same thing happens if your mom is mad at your dad and because he didn't clean the vessels. Then, now that happens routinely, but that's not the point. Mom is getting used to it. But why I'm mentioning that, tension to some extent is good, but over-tension is not good. Now, no tension means untie with the desire means the mind is not attached to desire. Now, what does that mean? Should we not have any desire? Oh my God, that sounds like, how can I not? Last week when I was closing the class, that was the question. Uncle, how can we not have a desire? I have a desire to raise my son well. I have a desire to take care of people. Are those bad desires? Good desires are neither good nor bad. It all depends on the intent with which you are using. Now, somebody raised their hand. Okay, if they didn't raise again, that's fine. So, but the desires that we are talking about, desires are primarily driven. If you take all the desires that we have, they are primarily driven, no matter what desire you have, by six motives, by six things that drive these desires. Six things that drive. First one is wealth, money. Very clear, no? Aishwarya, money. Second thing is power. I want to be powerful. Third thing is fame. Fourth thing is prosperity. Fifth thing is I want to gain knowledge and be better than anybody else. And the sixth thing is I don't want to learn anymore. I am detached from it. Can anybody think of a desire that does not fall into any of the six categories? Please raise your hand. Especially adults. Children have no desires. Now that's the different. The only desire they live is our desire. They are like, you know, my mom wants me to the best in spelling bee. Now I got to go beat everybody. My dad wants to be best in karate, taekwondo. Now, whose desire are those? Yes.
The kid can also have a desire to do that, but with their parents also wanting them to do it.
Yeah, the only desire the kid has is to fulfill the desire of the parent. Which is not bad, by the way. I'm not saying it is good or bad. I'm not trying to judge anything. I'm like a mirror. I'm just showing a picture, that's all. Right? When you see the picture on the screen, suddenly on the screen in the movie, there is a huge tsunami and then the whole thing is getting washed. You think the screen is getting wet? Yeah, and there is a huge fire like happening unfortunately in Ventura, and now you see on the TV, is TV getting on fire?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes. Now don't ask silly questions. Question, I asked a question, you think about the response. I gave six primary motives or categories based on which desires arise. Number one, wealth, dollars. Number two, power. Number three,
fame.
Number four, prosperity. Number five,
knowledge.
Gaining knowledge. Six,
I don't want anything
is also a want. Okay? Now, those six are the primary drivers. It's a beautiful, in this mantra, beautiful. Who is this mantra being addressed to? Who is this mantra addressed to?
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan, yes. Bhagavan, you are saying, referring to Bhagavan. Bhagavan, untie the bow. Right? The meaning of the word Bhagavan. There are six attributes that are described for Bhagavan. Who does Bhagavan? How do you describe a Bhagavan? Bhagavan, I already mentioned what Bhagavan is, light. Now, what are the attributes, meaning what are the characteristics of that particular Bhagavan is The one who unconditionally possesses all of these six that I mentioned, that either he can give, he's beyond those, but he's also bestower of these six. Are you following? Bestower means the one who can give unlimitedly any of these things, but the one who is beyond these six things. Are you following? Not following. Here the chandra is frowning. What are you thinking or thinking?
Why does he give if he doesn't want us to have these things?
His only job is to give and forgive. If you ask for it, he gives. That is his job description. The one who can unconditionally give these six things in abundance without any question. Abundance, you just ask him, he will give these things. And at the same time, he is beyond these six things. That means these six things are possessed by him, but also under his control. Those six things, what I described. Yes, yeah, first you are right. He doesn't need anything, that's the whole problem. Only he gives. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need money, he doesn't need fame, he doesn't need prosperity, he doesn't need power, but he makes you powerful. Yes?
But he has powers.
Yeah, yes, he has powers. That's why all the six I described, he has. He is control, he is under the control. He is the master of those six things. Yes?
Why doesn't he need the six things that you were saying?
Why doesn't he need those six things? That is a very important question. I have to ask him that. Yeah.
So you said like he'll give anything you ask. What if you ask for a bad thing? Will he give it to you?
No, that's a different question. He may give, but there will be consequences of that.
Okay.
There will be consequences. He may give. Like he may give sometimes when, like all the demons, they ask bad things only, right? Yeah, they'll ask, I should not die forever. That's what he says, no, I can't give that because everybody has to die. But he will say, but I want all powers. Then he says, okay, I will give you the powers. And now, once you get the powers and you started misusing them, he will come back and eat so many stories, right? Pranav? Yes, so many stories. Yes. Now. Yes, anybody else? Now, why does he not need those things, right? That's the question. Why does he not need, yes?
Because he's already the master.
Because he's already the master, yeah. See, he answered your question. Why do I need those things, right? I don't need those. If I already have it and they come to me whenever I want, and I can also give to others, why do I need them? I don't need them. You understand? Yes. Now, Prabhunchadhan, stand one more time. We'll go to one more level of meaning of this mantra. Now, not only does this Bhagavan that we are referring to have those six things, but he also has control and complete the command over six things that we go through, an individual goes through. The six things that an individual goes through is really birth, death, coming, going, knowledge, ignorance. Now, that's a deeper level, knowing and unknowing. Now, that's a deeper level. Now, I have a challenge. I have a challenge with this class. The challenge is, I have these little tiny talks and I have to explain to the level that they have to connect to, but also, I get so many text messages, emails, people asking me or sometimes posting on Facebook, what does this mean, what does that mean, etc. So, there's so many, the reason why I'm going to so many deeper levels is because here is the beautiful thing. Now if you understand the concept behind this mantra, you are telling, whose mind is it? God doesn't have mind. This is our mind. You are telling, oh Bhagavan, untie my mind from the desire and the thought of mind that you have. Please don't use it, keep it aside. Now that means what you did? What you did? You offered your mind to God. You offer your desire to God. And you offer your thought to God. And you said, my mind, my desire, my thought are in your control. Yes? That is what this mantra is saying. Oh Bhagavan, untie my mind from desire. Now when you said, my desire, you are different from desire. My phone, that means my phone and I are different. I am not the phone. Am I the phone? No. What do you say? This is my phone. Don't you say, I am phone. Do you see? I am. This is my phone. What do you say? This is my hand. This is my shirt. This is my car, my house. That means you are different from all those things. Yes? Hello, children, are you tracking? Yes? Yes?
Yes?
Yes. What's question or comment? Lecture, what?
What you said?
Yeah. Are you thinking while I'm talking? Yes. I told you several times. You should not talk. You should think. Unless the question is really adding value, you should not simply speak. Because you are wasting other people's time, right? So you have to be, if you really have a question or a comment, you should speak. Otherwise, simply don't raise your hand and talk. Okay? It'll be wasting time. Yes. No. When you said, this is my phone. Are you and the phone one? No. It is your phone. You use the phone and then you keep it aside when you don't need it. Yes? Similarly, you wear shirt or you wear a pant and when you don't need it, you take it away. You get into car, but you don't take your car with you all the time. Do you? No. You use it and you keep it. That means you are different from the... Similarly, yes. Question?
Huh?
God uses you too. I'm coming to that. Yes. You're running ahead of all the other headers. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Like, I don't say, like, what you're saying, they're not one. Like, I don't say, I am the Veda book. I say, this is my Veda.
This is my book. Yeah. You and you are, this is my body. That means you are not the body. This is my mind. That means you are not the mind. The mind is your instrument. The thought is your instrument. The desire is your instrument. Now, who do you give control to? Who do you give control to in this mantra? Who did you give the control of those things? There you go. You got it. That's the meaning of this mantra. The meaning of this mantra is, my mind is your instrument. My thought is your instrument. My desire is yours. You do whatever you want to do with them, God. Now after this class is over, what's the prayer you chant? Oh Lord, take my love
and let it flow in fullness of devotion to Thee.
Oh Lord,
take my hands and let them work incessantly for Thee. Oh Lord, take my soul and let it be merged in one with Thee. Oh Lord, take my mind and thoughts.
Stop! Oh Lord, take my mind and thoughts.
And let them
be in
tune
with the end.
Oh Lord, take my everything and let them be an instrument to work for
you. Oh Lord, take my everything and let me be, who are you?
Instrument.
You got it? Now how long you have been chanting? Now Pramunchadhanvanastam Ubhayorathniyobjam, that mantra? Exactly the same thing you are saying. Oh Lord, take my love. And let it flow in fullness of devotion to Thee, O Lord.
Take my hands and let them work incessantly for Thee, O Lord. Take my soul and let it be merged in one with Thee, O Lord. Take my mind and thoughts.
Let's chant Pramuncha Dhanvarasana.
Pramuncha Dhanvarasana Mubhayorathniyobjam Yascha Dehastha Ishava Karata Bhagavoha.
Now that, the essence of that mantra is, let me be an instrument to work for Thee. Now, any question on desires? Adults? Yeah, you have one left. Oh.
going by the analogy of my book, my car, whatever, my desires. I don't attach too much importance to my car and book. Why should I really care about my desire?
Yes.
Why should I say I should control my desire? It's not me. It's something just like my house and book. That analogy, I don't...
You're not connecting fully to that, right? The previous mantra was about what?
Sealing
on desires, right? Sealing on desires.
Not C-E-I, not S-E-A-I, right?
No, C-E-I.
Yeah.
So there is the first, now you see this mantra, this is taking, this Rudram is taking us deeper and deeper and deeper. When we conclude this first Anuvakam, I will give you a couple of visuals that I will show you how this all works. You're going deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself. Close to what? Close to the?
Center.
The source, the center. Now you see how many layers you're going through. First step is sealing on desires. Then you're saying, oh, I should not be wasting the resource. Sealing on desires, very simply put, it's not like you turn into an ascetic. Yeah? Sealing on desires, even this mantra that we call, it's not that you're turning into an ascetic. What your awareness about all of these things are suddenly changing. Supposing, and I shared this before when we were going through Bhusuktam, because I remember most of the classes, whether you remember them or not, because this is as much a class for me as it is for you, because somebody else is tutoring me in tuition all the time. And the point is, everything, sealing on desires, very beautifully put. We are right now going through that in study circle. In essence, earth doesn't belong to us. Water doesn't belong to us. Energy doesn't belong to us. Wind doesn't belong to us. Space doesn't belong to us. Who do they really belong to?
God.
Yes. And He's allowing you to use that to the extent that you need to use them and not to waste them. And similarly, when I say you have a question or comment, you raise your hand. Otherwise, it distracts my thoughts here. Please. And the context of what we're talking about sealing on desires is, supposing you have awareness, somebody is allowing me to use these things and I should only use to the extent I need it and not waste it. That is really sealing on desires. That's really sealing on desires. Sealing on desires is, oh my God, I should turn into ascetic and all of... No, it's not that. Do you have awareness? Do you have awareness that these things don't actually belong to you? They belong to somebody else and they're allowing you to use. P-O-L-E-T, to let. To let. Right? When you put a boat to let, that means you're renting that. Yeah? To let. And then not having sealing on desires is introducing I in the beginning, in the middle of to let. Some adults got it, the others are still sinking. What happens if we put I in after T O I L E T? Yeah, T O L E T, you introduce I. Toilet. Yeah, exactly. That's what is called wasting. No pun intended. So, now in this context, next level, deeper level. You are saying, I surrender myself to be the instrument in the hands of God. My thought is His. My desire is His. My mind is His. Then what did you do? That's one deeper level of surrender. Yes? Hello? Then, should I not have desire? Should I not work? Should I not do any? Those are all the questions that would come. Yeah? Obviously. Should I not? I didn't say you should not have a desire. But if your desire is focused on something, when you desire, you can only desire this much. When He desires, you have no idea what He has in plan for you. Because your mind is limited. Your thought is limited. Most of the time you are saying, I need to do this, I need to control, but I need to look for a place for Baba. Really? If you look for a place for Baba, you will only look a small 6,000 feet place and that's it. It will be remaining like that only forever. And the people will come and do aartis and go. But if you surrender to Him and you say, this is your place, you need to take care of this, your devotees, then He will create a prashanti nilayam for you. Magnanimous. You understand? That is the context of What I am talking as surrender. Prabhu, is that still not answering your question?
We will take it up in the study circle. I have a few more questions.
Oh, study circle. Okay, that's
the same topic anyway.
Yeah, we are going through the same topic, by the way. It's Bhagavan's grace, how he actually allows. Those of you who are missing study circle, you are missing the ability to connect deeper at practical level. And about what we are discussing in the Vedas, Veda group here is going into study circle, even more deeper discussion, right? So, Pramuncha Dhanvanastha, and I will go to the next mantra.
Avatatyadhanostvagum sahasrakshashateshudhe nishivyasalyanam mukha sivona sumanabhava. Avatatyadhanostvagum sahasrakshashateshudhe avatatyadhanostvagum sahasrakshashateshudhe nishivyasalyanam mukha sivona sumanabhava. Avatatyadhanostvagum sahasrakshashateshudhe avatatyadhanostvagum sahasrakshashateshudhe nishivyasalyanam mukha sivona sumanabhava.
Now you have noticed there is a gumma in this?
Yeah.
Okay. That is, now the actual words will be this. Avatatya dhanuhu tvam sahasraksha shateshudhe. But that dhanus tvagum became. Why? Because tvam, that what I described last time in the class, right? What is that called? That gum is called what?
Anuswaram,
yes. Ratish is paying attention to the class. Yes. Even though he's not here physically, he's listening on videos. I can see that. That anuswara, it's called anuswara paratara. So in that anuswara, tvam followed by what letter now? Sa. Sahasraksha. So when, like for example, what we went to that, right? That sa is yaralava shasha sa. That those come, then what happens? Becomes gum. Avatatya dhanuspagum. One more time.
Avatatya dhanuspagum sahasraksha sateshude nishidya salyana mukha sivona sumana bhava.
Now who is, now the next meaning of, I will split the words. Avatatya dhanuhu tvam sahasraksha shateshudhe nisirya selyanam mukha sivaha na sumanah bhava. That is the actual words in the mantra. Sivo, it becomes sivo na sumana. Sivaha na sumana bhava becomes sivo na sumana bhava. It's called sandhi. Okay? When it is sandhi, sivo naha is when you do sandhi, means combining the letters. Like dhanus tvagum, you combine, it is a dhanuhu tvam, became dhanus tvam. Dhanus tvagum, because the sa came later. Dhanus tvagum sahasraksha. Yes. All what?
All Sanskrit translate to English, the sounds, like the O, like in Shivo, is it all the time used as a connector?
Yeah, it is used as a connector depending upon what is coming after that. Now I have to give you Sanskrit lessons now. So there's Sanskrit grammar, and you have to learn Sanskrit grammar for that. There are people that teach that. Now once you learn, like, you know, combination of words, letters, how they become, that's all part of Sanskrit, you know, language, learning the language, Samskrita. Sanskrita. Okay, Avatatya Dhanuspavam. Now I will explain the meaning. Avatatya. This mantra is referred to two adjectives of an individual. One is Sahasraksha, the other is Seteshudhe. And I already went to what Sahasraksha means. What does Sahasraksha mean? Thousand eyes. That's what it is. Thousand eyes. Sahasraksha. Shateshudhe means now the one who has thousand and hundreds of quivers. Quiver. What is a quiver? Hello. Yes. Why are you looking there? Quiver. Where you hold arrows. Quiver. Yeah. Now it is referred to as, is referred, oh, the one with 1,000 eyes and hundreds of quivers, Sahasraksha, Shateshudhe. Now we are asking, what are we asking him? Avatatya dhanuhu tvam. Settle down your bow. Put it down. Avatatya dhanuhu tvam. Put down your bow. That's what we are asking. Put down your bow. And Nisirya Selyanam Mukha means that arrows that you have there, Nisirya. Nisirya means blunt them. You know the blunt, the piercing end of the arrow. Arrow is the piercing end like this, right? Now you're saying this arrow that you have, arrow that is like this, blunt it. Nisirya. Avatatya dhanuhu Sahasraksha Shateshudhe. Oh, the one with 1,000 eyes and hundreds of quivers. Nisirya Selyanam Mukha. That arrow that you have blunt its face, blunt its pointed end. Then, thereby doing that, you become auspiciousness. You give us auspiciousness. Sivo Naha. Sumana Bhava. And also a mind that is ever blessing and blossoming. Sumana Bhava. Sumana Mana means, man means mind. Sumana means good mind. Or a mind that is full of happiness and blessfulness. Blessedness. So you understand the meaning now? Got the meaning? Well, Sahasraksha means? Thousand-eyed one. Shateshudhe means? And what are we asking him to do? Blunt the arrows. First thing, put your bow down. Avatatya dhanuhu. Then you said, Nisirya Selyanam Mukha. Nisirya Selyanam Mukha. And therefore, Sivana Sumana Bhava. Naha means, thereby we get auspiciousness and a mind that is full of blessedness. Yes. Almost the same meaning, but here it is different, I will tell you. There Sahasraksha means, I said, thousand eyes means the pores of your body that through which all the water is getting evaporated, right? You remember? Neelagriva. Thousand eyes. Oh. And stuff like that. Where did we live? Set pointed side down. So far, I don't think so. Did we? Yate Yishu Sivatama Siva. We didn't say blunt the arrow there. We said Yata Yishu Sivatama. Arrow inside. Yeah. Put it inside, we said. But we didn't say blunt the arrow. First time blunting the arrow is coming. Very important. All the time before we said, put your arrow pointed back way into the quiver. Right? That's the way they. Let them all stay in the quiver. Let them not come out, is what we said. Now here we are saying, not only put your bow down, and first of all, the bow is down. It doesn't matter because it is unstringed. Right? Yeah. It has no string attached to it. Now, but he's still holding the bow. Say, no, put the bow aside, please. You know, because you may tie it any time. So just put it aside. Put it aside. And now we said that that arrow that you have, you said, put it aside, we said. Now what we are saying, put the bow down and also take your arrow that you have and blunt it, blunt its face. Therefore, we shall be happy and we will have a blessed mind. A good sumanabhava means be happy towards us or be kind towards us. Sumanabhava means be kind towards us. Have a good attitude towards us. That's what it is. Sumana can also be, yes.
Why are
we telling him all this? That is the whole point. Why are we telling him all this? That is See, you got it. And that is it. This is the exact question. Who are we telling? Why are we telling this guy to do all these things? Because that is the whole point of the class, is that only. Yes. Yes. Question or comment? Hey. Question or comment? Down. Down. Put your hand down. Not bow down. Put your hand down. Avatatya dhanustvadum, avatatya hastastvadum. Okay, put your hand down. Like you say when the child is... What the teacher say? Put your hand down. Like that we are telling this guy, put your bow down. Okay. Avatatya dhanustvadum, sahasrakshasateshu. Now this mantra, I won't be able to do justice to explain in 2 minutes. In a way, I left you with the literal meaning. You have 1 week to contemplate on the inner meaning. Why are we asking, just like what he said, why are we asking this guy to do all these things? Yes.
Okay, so does that mean you're saying put down your mind?
No, I'm not asking you to translate for me here. You have a conversation with yourself. And now when you think about this mantra, you will be able to... You got all the codes of what are we talking about. Then what does that mean? How do I actually... Now that is the beauty of, as I said, Veda doesn't directly teach. It gives you a number of quants or metaphors so that the depth of your own perception. Entamatramuna yavvaru talachina antamatrame nenu, Bhagavan says. To your depth of understanding these mantras will be dependent on the more you understand yourself. I did not say your body, your mind, yourself. The more you understand about your own self, the deeper and deeper it will come to. And now, all of you, what you're learning, these children that are learning, I'll tell you, this treasure that you're getting through Swami for these classes and these videos now available, they're there forever. You can go back and reflect on these classes. When I was a little kid, I asked the question, why are we asking all these questions to this guy? Okay, now let's on the note of Pramuncha Dhanvanastva, today when you chant, O Lord, take my love, it will be deeper meaning for you. Om Sri Sai Ram. And we'll meet next. Yes, yes. Huh? Oh, can we say the mantra and say the prayer? Yes, very beautiful idea. Excellent. Now I love that idea. Say the mantra and then, O Lord, take my love. Okay, that's the way we'll. Now next week we will have the class. Next week also we have a beautiful offering to Swami by Linda Gallagher. She is running the Center of Freedom and here in Bay Area. And it's a beautiful place and she's specially blessed by Swami to receive His grace recently and gone through a lot of life-changing events. Don't miss her program. She really sings from her heart to Swami. Invite your friends too, because it's all going to be a songs of love for God, and there are no denomination associated with them. So you can invite anybody, and let's celebrate Christmas and happy Hanukkah to all of them. Shalom, shalom. Yes, let's chant.